Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full-body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, well, there you go. Welcome back, friends. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is an Emmy and Grammy Award-winning comedian, writer, and actor you know from Ratatouille, The King of Queens, and his many stand-up specials. His latest special is Tea and Scotch.
How was school today, sweetie?
It's pretty good, dude.
No, listen. No, wait. I'm not here to sell you weed, okay? I'm still signing permission slips. We're not working the line together at Jersey Mike's, so how about you call me dad and then put your headphones back on and let Phoebe Bridgers whisk you away from this bland planet you're trying. I don't want to be here either.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Patton Oswalt. I was just saying, Patton, take your time because there's a big difference between how different guests come on to a show like this. There's the TV guest, like a TV show, like star, they come on and they sit down.
Oh.
Movie stars.
Oh.
Watch Anne Hathaway from last night.
Oh, really?
That's how they share themselves.
Really?
I think they're used to the red carpet or something.
Oh, I was trying to, like, absorb energy. I was doing, like, a weird, like...
Superman and they're the yellow
exactly.
sun.
Yes, exactly. You are my yellow sun. Thank you so much.
You were here not that long ago.
Yeah.
I always love talking to you. Glad we can talk again.
Yeah, man.
What's new? What's going on?
Oh, I'm keeping busy. I'm in the Epstein files. I'm
for real?
Yes, that was on a joke. I'm in the Epstein files. Listen, so apparently there is a
get in front of it, man.
Yeah, I'm getting right. That's why. And seriously, thanks for having me on last minute like this.
Yeah.
There's a website with a search bar, and I guess people are typing in people's names.
It's called the Department of Justice.
The Department of, yes, that one. It's yes. fun. Yeah. I think it's a GeoCities site.
Yes.
And no one from the 90s? All right, so you can type people's names in. So my daughter and her friends were sitting there typing people's names in, and then they went, hey, put your dad's name in. And she typed my name in, and my name came up. And, cat's in the cradle in the... but I'm in the Epstein files for an awesome reason.
Okay.
There is an email from Jeffrey. I call him Jeffrey. And he's arranging a film screening for, I guess, a bunch of his creepazoid friends, and so he's arranging a screening of a movie that I'm in. I'm like the fourth name in the credits. So he puts the poster of the movie, and then he lists the cast people and goes, we're going to this screening tonight. And here's what's awesome. The movie that he's arranging the screening for is a movie I did called Young Adult. So clearly he was like, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And he goes, oh, here's what's awesome, though. In the movie, there's a nude scene, and it's me. So, yeah. But I just love the fact that it's my 45-year-old pasty ass right in front of Jeffrey Epstein and his pals. And I just imagine as they realize that that's the movie, like the Curb Your Enthusiasm music starts playing and they all just start hitting Jeffrey with their bam, bam, bams. And my daughter was telling me that she was laughing. She's like, that's why your name is in there, because he arranged a screening of your movie. And I went, wow, so I gave him the worst night of his life. And she said, but, and then my daughter said, well, second worst.
Yeah. So. Well,
yeah.
You're moving on. There's your daughter. Your daughter, the clip we just saw, you got a little upset when your daughter called you dude.
She called me dude.
She called dude, but doesn't that kind of mean that she thinks you're cool? Isn't that a good sign?
Yes, but like I still want the. Your kids never will fully think that you're cool. By the way, I remember we were at the Grammys together when you beat me, and you were there with your daughter.
2009.
Yeah. And you went on stage. You had your Grammy, and there's footage of this. And you're like, you.
My daughter was, she was 14.
And you're like, yeah, and you're like, hey, is daddy cool now? And they cut to her and she's like, like there's this sense of like, I mean, you're a dork with a Grammy now, but you're still a dork.
Still a dork, that's
so
true.
So there is that, I guess she thinks, but I still want that, like, I want her to go, hey, dad, let's go to Run Out Groove Records. There's a new Lucy Dacus. Not, hey, dude. Let's go to Run Out Groove Records. There's a new Lucy Dacus I want to pick up. Like, I still want the dad
you
thing.
You still want the status.
Yeah, yeah. So, dude.
Last time you were here, we talked about showing your daughter John Carpenter's Halloween, the classic.
I did, yes.
And that she said it was the funniest movie she'd ever seen.
Funniest movie. She was laughing through the whole thing.
Okay, but I understand you have a crazy connection, which I'm kind of jealous of another John Carpenter masterpiece.
Yes.
The Thing.
Truly a masterpiece.
Truly
the Thing
a masterpiece.
Is
yes.
a masterpiece.
Yes.
The dog
One
in...
One person agrees.
Yeah. That is a masterpiece.
Yes.
And the dog in that movie, who's the dog that becomes... Oh, show the dog.
This dog.
There he is, baby.
That's the dog.
That's the
Thing. Spoiler, that dog's bad news.
He's bad news.
Okay.
He is played by an animal actor named Jed the Wolf, who... And when I say animal actor, he is doing, like, early 70s Gene Hackman in The Conversation.
He's
acting.
Good.
He's
like,
really
the acting
good.
In that one goes, like, Kurt Russell... Richard Dysart,
yeah.
And then Jed
and
the
then
dog.
And then Jed, yeah. His next movie was The Journey of Natty Gann, which he was in with my wife, Meredith Salinger. They were co-stars. Yeah, I know.
So you kind of know Jed.
I know someone who hung out with Jed, if that
That's
makes
nice.
Sense. And Jed was so cool, and this is true, when he passed away, John Carpenter took out full-page ads in Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, memorializing him. He was like one of the best actors I ever worked with.
Incredible.
Jed the dog. And my wife, Meredith, was like, oh yeah, he was the coolest. Like, we would hang out in between shots because they wanted us to bond. And it was her first, like, starring movie. And she's like, the dog, like, put me at ease. Because the dog was like, I've done this, kid. Like, I was in...
This
I
is
dealt
how
with
great.
Kurt Russell, I'm okay.
This is how great Jed the dog is that everybody loves dogs. Mm-hmm. Dogs are man's best friend. They're just furry love.
Yes.
And you look at this dog and immediately go, I do not trust that
dog. Nope. That's how good his performance is.
Yeah.
You do not trust him in The Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. In The Journey of Natty Gann, he is protecting Meredith Salinger.
That's range.
Like, oh, that's range,
That's
baby.
Range.
Yeah.
Well, Patton, it's always great to talk to you.
It's always great
Thanks
to be
so
here,
Thanks so much
man.
For being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.